Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You know what that sound means. It's football. It's the trade deadline today in the NFL. We're keeping you up to date with what's going on. All right, let's go around the league a little bit. Back to your phone calls here. Combo-Con looking for the best combinations for a football day, for a game day. And the best answer today wins a great prize today and entered for our grand prize, which includes a smoker, 55-inch TV.
That smoker, though, man.
Oh, man. Man. All courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. All right, back to the phones in a minute or two. But here we got some moves already today. Let's throw out the moves we know about, including one that just happened in the division. All right, Kyle, what are the details here? It sounds like the division leading Commanders are adding a big name.
Yeah, so as far as I see, no exact compensation update, at least as of now. But the Washington Commanders just traded for Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints.
They're going for it!
So Lattimore's kind of had a weird career because he started off those first couple years. I think he was drafted, what, 17, 18?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good. I mean, he was like all pro kind of level off the jump. He's had a lot of injuries here the last few years. I don't know where he is at this stage in terms of how good he still is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. At one point, he was a great player, and he's not that old. He's 28 years old. If there's something left in the tank there, and that's kind of a weakness for them because I think their defense has been okay, but they're an offensive team. So now they add a guy
They add some defensive
prowess.
And, I mean, this sort of ties in a little bit to what we were just talking about with Micah Parsons. They might have, I mean, we don't know the compensation yet, they might have used a pick that the Eagles gave him to get this guy.
So that means that it makes you more bullish on not trading Micah Parsons?
It's just a lesson to be learned. That giving away draft picks, you never know what the other team's going to do with them.
You're right about that.
And you could give them life.
And a lesson was learned by the Phillies. If you don't go for it, you go home.
Yeah, but we also learned a hard lesson that we made the wrong trade for a guy in Jahan Dotson. And then the Washington Commanders might have just turned around and used that pick to boost their defense and make it harder for us to win the division.
Well, they got better today, and we'll see how much better the Eagles try to get. So that's one. Another one from earlier today.
It was a third, by the way.
They gave the pick for Dotson.
Hmm.
Well, just because you make one bad move.
Hold on a second.
Let's not compare trading for Parsons compared to trading for Dotson.
Parsons
has been great. Dotson has never been even good.
It's worth making this point that Howie is on a heater making drafts, not on a heater making trades.
It has gone the other way. It's kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Parsons is the...
Stick to your strengths.
Go get Micah Parsons, please. All right, anyway. Hugh Douglas this morning, a big-time pass rusher, was traded. The Lions get their replacement for Aiden Hutchinson. So they traded for Za'Darius Smith from the Browns. I believe that was Smith and a seventh go to the Lions for a fifth and a sixth. That's a good move by Detroit.
Yeah, and our direct opponents, like the people that we probably got to see in the playoffs, they're getting better. So everybody's getting a little nervous now. We still got time to see what's going to happen, though, man.
Za'Darius Smith could still play. I mean, I know sometimes you trade for an older pass rusher. The Eagles did this a couple years ago, right? Robert Quinn, and he had nothing left in the tank. Smith still looks to me like he could play. Maybe not to the level he was 3 or 4 years ago, but he'll help them. So that was a big move. And then the Cowboys traded for a player today. Is that right, Kyle? They traded for what? Mingo, the receiver?
Jonathan Mingo from Carolina.
What is going on down there?
Look, Jerry, you heard him yesterday. He's not giving up on this Cowboys team, even though they just put Dak on IR this morning.
He is good and crazy. He really is.
He's smoking something.
All right, so we get the three deals. And then, Kyle, you saw something on DK Metcalf. What was that all about?
Apparently Seattle was, I guess they had him on the table, but it was news to me that they're not trading him, but you figure that if they had the need to put out that they're not trading him, that there was at least a thought to it.
Yeah, that was interesting to know. And maybe Seattle's kind of thinking about the future. Two other ones yesterday. The Cardinals, who, by the way, I think are leading their division. Gannon has them playing well. They trade for Baron Browning, a pass rusher from the Broncos. Sixth-round pick went back. So it feels like we kind of know the cost of pass rushers right now, right? Like, pretty good pass rushers going for fifth or sixth-round picks. That tells me the Eagles could get one if they want. And we were talking running backs earlier. The Bears traded Khalil Herbert to the Bengals for a seventh-round draft pick.
Missed the boat on that one.
So Lattimore is the biggest trade so far in terms of draft compensation?
I would have done a seventh for Herbert.
I would have too. Add it back to the backfield.
Wake up, Howie.
Yeah, this is a little weird. It's a little too quiet. Howie Roseman Hugh is usually very active, and he seems a little quiet.
Probably waiting. He's probably on the phones. He's probably working the phones.
100%.
Don't count Howie out. I'm about to send Howie a text message. Did I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Howie, you got 3 hours, buddy. Get this thing done.
Text him, wake up.
Be like, Howie, what the hell are you doing? No, I'm not bothering Howie, man. He probably doing his thing.
Oh, he's Big Dom. He'll talk.
He big. He cooking. He in the lab cooking up
Maybe
something.
Big Dom's making the trades.
Maybe.
He's got a headset now.
Which was spoken about today with Nick Sirianni in the morning show.
He asked the question.
Did we ever get, we got confirmation from Howard, right? That started after the bye?
Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland, what, the Browns? Browns game?
Yeah, so is Dom the run the ball guy? Because they've run the ball a lot since the bye.
The offense has been better.
Can't wait for that story. Big Dom's calling play. Sorry, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Your phone calls on all things trade for a running back. Would you trade two first for Micah Parsons? The deadline here. And then we got to get to this Paul George audio in a couple minutes. He had his first game as a Sixer last night. He came back, you know, a little rusty, but it was really the last play of the game and the last moment that caught everyone's attention. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, sorry about that earlier. I had a hot call that came in.
No, you're good. Handle your business.
Business, Bruce. We get it.
Hey, business is business. Absolutely. Yeah. So with this trade thing. Hey, look, man. I'm on board with the Micah Parsons trade. I'm on board. I'm with it. But here's my thing, though. And just based on what you just said about where DEs are trading at,
yep.
I think we could get away with not two first round picks, but one first round pick, Bryce Hoff, and maybe a first and a third, you know, to get Parsons. But man, look, if we can get him, I'm all in. Let's make this happen, because we will have a bona fide deadly defense. And Kansas City rolled their defense to the Super Bowl last year.
That's right. Defenses are back, Hugh Douglas. They are necessities now.
We're there. So. Hey, look. If we can get him, I think that we're going to improve. But no, not taking away from the. Hey, we got the young Thundercats there in the back raising hell. So, oh man, that would be the ultimate for sure. No, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
See, Bruce gets it here. That the ultimate defenses are back. Hugh, I mean, you gotta feel this. Defenses
Come
is
on,
coming
you,
back.
No,
defenses matter.
Y'all asking for somebody who we ain't never gonna get close again. They're not letting Micah Parsons go.
That's
in
why
division,
you offer two ones.
No,
I mean, that's all.
No,
plus, Jerry doesn't even know what's going on. He might say yes by accident.
He said he might say yes by accident.
His old senile ass. He don't know, because see, here's the thing and I've been arguing with Cowboy fans about this. They're not going to – where are they going to get the cap money to renew his contract?
Yeah, they have been dragging that one out a little bit.
Exactly. They are not going to be able to do it, and they're going to lose him and get nothing for it. And then this other cost, oh, well, he won't fit into the culture. Man, come on. Freaking Parsons is a freaking Philadelphia – look, he's a Philadelphia guy. He's going to fit right in. He is not going to have any problems.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Phillies game. That's not going to be an issue at all. That's some foolishness right there. So trust me, he's going to come here and he's going to do great for us if we can get him. But I'm a realist too. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it can happen, let's make it happen.
See, Bruce gets it. Well, now he's off his phone call and he's back to reality with us. He gets it. All right, Bruce, give us a great combination here. Game day combo. What do you got?
Man, y'all gonna laugh at this one.
Mm-hmm.
A great game day combo is two ice cold Stellas in the bottle.
Stella Artois.
I'm bougie about my beer now. And looking at the Eagles game in a good strip club like Delilah's.
You know what? That's a different one. We haven't heard anyone like that. Bruce, we appreciate it. So he specified the drink. He specified exactly where he's going
to
be.
Yeah, the steakhouse. They used to have steaks. Do they still serve? They have some pretty good steaks.
I don't know what goes on. I
haven't been in a while. Hollis tries to get me to go all the time, though.
And you're holding out?
Yeah. You know, there's all this gray in my beard, man. It's a little bit too old to be out
for now.
That doesn't help you?
It just feels a little, you know, I mean, to each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own, but, you know, I mean, it's just, you know.
So what you're saying is when the Eagles allow fewer than 17 points per game and that beard is off, we know what's going to happen
still,
after that.
Still not going. I'm just not going. Yeah, it's just certain things, and I'm not taking shots at Bruce because Bruce Dew was best for me.
Yeah,
it's just that for me. It's
you're
like,
not
it's,
built for that stuff anymore, man.
No, I'm
you
not.
Fall asleep at Chickie and Pete's listen, during draft parties.
I will
you're
go
not making
sleep,
the strip club.
I will go to sleep in the strip club in a heartbeat. I go to sleep.
This is your way of telling everyone that you're washed. I mean,
I'm not washed. It's just that. It's just not like it. You know, it just don't hit the same. It's just, you know.
You don't just, have, all right, I get it. You don't have to say you're washed. We'll say it for you.
No, it's not washed. That. It's just, be like,
Does she do anything for us?
Now, it was a, since we're oversharing.
Oh, no.
It was a spot in Atlanta called the Claremont. That's where the older strippers went. Now, that's where you go. I like them at this age. If I'm going to strip club, I want to see the advanced strippers.
How old are we talking?
About in their 30s, 40s? About in their 30s or their 40s? Oh, the older strippers.
I think you meant old.
Well, 30 or 40. That's old for a stripper.
Yeah, advanced could also mean highly skilled.
Yeah. I mean, it's a veteran. I would like to go to more of the veteran strip club where they have the vets that might have, they might be Silver Fox strippers, you know? I'm just saying, man, because, you know, I mean, again, you go in there now, you know, you're talking about what, 19, 20, you know, I'm just saying, dog, that's just me. That's just me. You know what I mean? Uh-oh. Just a little bit,
I can't stop laughing at the idea of you saying the vets.
The veterans, yeah. It's a strip club. I think it's called the Claremont.
The season one.
Yeah, the season. They're a little bit more, you know, advanced strippers. Yeah, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go with some that might they might be sporting
advanced
gray
is
hair.
Just such a great term for it.
They might have gray hair.
It makes sense, but I've never considered that.
They close at 8 because everyone's going to sleep like you.
No, I think it's now you got me thinking. I think it is the Claremont though. I think it is. It's been so long since I've been
straight
there.
Straight to 8 o'clock. Everybody go
special.
Home to your wives.
3 p.m. Our Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, you out here listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire the strip club. You want the,
hey, Serpentine Fire. Hey, listen, tell the story about the Serpentine Fire, bro. Yeah.
Hey, look, well, first of all, I'm with you on the drinking and the eating. If I go out drinking, I'm drinking. If I'm eating, I'm eating. I ain't trying to mix the two. Yeah. Half of y'all go out there to these birthday parties, got to take your kids home out there drinking all day. Stop it. Be responsible. Watch yourself. Secondly, Joe Giglio, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Michael Part-Time Parsons ain't nobody.
I keep trying to tell
you. 41 and a half sacks already in his career. Part-time.
How many does he have in the playoffs? Because he goes every year.
One.
He has one in four games.
He got one more than you, Joe Giglio. One more than your bald head self. Mm-hmm. One more than me in the playoffs. Postseason don't show up. Part-time. Lawrence Taylor, where? Okay. And he was right. If Bill Belichick goes there, you think he's letting Podcast McGee hang out with them? No, they're not. So you can go pick him up, bark in the basement off the street, and overpay somebody. I'd rather take two first-round picks and go up and go get a Michael Parsons like in the draft if I was going to do that. Stop asking for stuff you ain't going to get. You like just a broke kid. You know what I mean? Your parents ain't got no real job. You out here asking for Lambos. That's what I told. That's what I told OG online. He's like, let's go get Garrett. I'm like, you're a broke kid asking for something you ain't never gonna get. How about we go get a Young or like a Clowney or something? Be responsible, okay? You know what I mean? Stop it.
That sounds like Dombrowski with Austin Hayes. We'll be responsible. I want a star, Black Gritty.
He went and got Ndamukong Suh and what's his face off the couch.
Linval Joseph. Linval, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't tell me about what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. My buddy ain't Dombrowski. I'm not dumb, okay? I'm talking about making regular moves, bro. Just stop talking. This is why people don't like the radio. When you start talking like this, that's why people take meetings when you be talking crazy like this because you don't make no dang gum sense. Now, back to what I like. Somebody already had to win an answer. You know what the winning answer is?
Well, Mike and Merrill is a good one so far.
That's the answer. That's the winning answer. Yep. My answer is silence and social media. I like to be by myself. I just like to tweet and be on Facebook. I'm old like you. I ain't got time for the foolishness no more. Let's go out to this senior citizen strip club and get it popping. I got some nickels on me, brother. I talked to y'all.
All right, Blacker. That's
a good
one.
It was the Claremont. Like people, like
oh,
people
I searched it over here.
Yeah, it was Claremont. It's the Claremont, right?
Yeah.
That's where the more advanced strippers. That's where they work.
Well, I mean, it just said adult entertainment club. Doesn't look very. It's kind of a rundown building from the outside.
Well, yeah, it's different than the inside, Joe. It's you know. Yeah.
I don't know. The way you described it might be run down on the inside and the outside.
Some of them, you know, they're holding it together. They got it, you know, they're holding it together.
Football now?
Go ahead. Probably should work our way back.
It's a quick rumor or, you know, compensation expectation for the Giants who are trying to trade Azeez Ojulari.
It's a good name, by the way.
Yeah,
I like
that's
a
great
name.
First of all, well, I looked at this guy's number. So he's 24. Has 6 sacks this year. A 4th or a 5th is apparently what they're looking for. That is so far and away a better deal than trading 2 first for Micah Parsons this year. It's a no-brainer.
He's a free agent to be, though, which means he's got to get paid this offseason.
Great.
Parsons
has 1 extra year. He's not going to cost anywhere close to as much as Micah, and will cost you a 4th or a 5th.
Well, hold on. So you're right. Micah will cost way more. He's a better player. Mm-hmm. But if I'm Azeez Ojulari, it is a good name to say. He's going to get $60 million of free agency. He's better than Bryce Huff, who just got 50. He's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, he can be cheap.
He's having a better season than, like, I get Micah Parsons injured. You know, Parsons had 1 sack before he got hurt in 5 games? 4
Parsons
games?
Has 3 double-digit sack seasons.
That's wonderful. He's not having a good season this year. Azeez Ojulari is. And he cost you so much less.
You want Azeez?
I want Azeez.
I would take Azeez, too.
In a heartbeat over Micah.
I just want to throw this out there, because, you know, sometimes you guys throw these things out there, and I'm like, what are we talking about? So, you know, Hugh's telling me why Micah Parsons is not a big game player, all these playoff games without sacks. You know, sometimes good pass rushers don't have stretches in the playoffs where they have a lot of sacks. I'm looking at a guy right now. This guy in the NFL had a lot of sacks, and he went 1, 2, 3, 6 straight games at one point of his career without a sack in the playoffs.
Well, is Hugh Douglas okay? I guess.
You know what, Joe? I knew when I said this that that was going to come up. But in my defense, I was being double and triple team most of those times.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just cooked by that point.
No, in the playoffs all day, they definitely want to let me get off from the playoffs.
So in this stretch that I brought up, the last 3 games, it was the 0-4. Yeah, I mean, you were cooked. But, you know, you start your playoff career with 4 sacks in 4 games. I mean, big-time playoff performance, right?
There's parallels of Parsons here. Problem in the locker room? You don't.
I was not. First of all, I was not a problem in the locker room.
Jets chipped you right out.
Oh, yeah, I kind of. Not that I think about it. Yeah, I did. I was a problem in the locker room.
So
weren't you brought in to be a good presence in the locker room?
Well, no, it was like when I got traded from New York.
Yep.
I was considered a problem child.
No, I mean at the end when they brought you back from Jacksonville.
Oh, you mean a badass?
Yeah.
Oh no.
You were supposed to be a calming force.
No, I was gonna play, but I got hurt the first game back. I got tore my rotator cuff the first game back on the field. And so, I was like, damn.
Another parallel to Parsons, who is currently not playing with an injury.
I'm just saying, first 4 playoff games for Hugh, 4 sacks. The next 6, a big old 0.
Yeah, they weren't about to let me get no sacks, though. That's different.
After the Jim Miller game,
did we win,
goose egg.
Did we win? Did we win those games except for the NFC Championship game?
Well, here you were 3-1 your first 4 playoff games with 4 sacks. After that, you were 3-3 the rest of your playoff career.
Is that right?
When Hugh showed up, the Eagles won playoff games. When he didn't, they didn't. Kenny is up next. What's up, Kenny?
There is so much to unpack with your show today.
Well, where do you want to start? What do you got for us?
Well, all right. First off, I'm picturing little Johnny going, hey, Grandma, can you take me to the amusement park? Sorry, son, I have to go dance tonight.
No, I'm telling you, if Grandma got body, if she can still put it together, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of older women out there that still, they have the shapes of, like, younger women. And God bless them. God bless them, everyone.
God bless them. Second off, next time you guys get a call about Italian food, please consider me your Italian food consultant. I'll make sure I vet it out for you.
Frankie's okay. Not going to like that.
Yeah, Frankie thinks he has that spot, but you're the only one of the two that is giving us, you know, you made us the gravy.
I did. And by the way, what he mentioned, the Gabadels, they're actually really, really good, but... you can get them in the frozen food section. They call cavatelli is how it's spelled.
Oh, you know what? I just wasn't here. I know what cavatelli is. I've had that.
He challenged Joe's Italian.
He did, and I failed. I mean, I'm a failure today.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you didn't speak broken Italian-American to understand what he was saying. I understood it. Now, next thing, Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't care who you are. Once you get that Dallas stink on you, you ain't washing it off. I call it the Tony Bonial syndrome. You're just not getting rid of it. So I don't care what it is. You know, Micah Parsons, you might be a great player, but you got that Dallas stink on you, so no thanks. I want him to go after Myles Garrett, is who I want him to go after.
I wish they didn't say no already, because it seems like publicly they're saying no. I mean, he's a great player, Kenny. I mean, I think most of us, if they could get him, you'd give up the picks. It would be necessary. What do you think
Absolutely.
About the what do you think about the running back thing? Now they're back in here?
Well, you know, Kyle made a very compelling argument when I called in, but I think in the end we're okay with running back. We need pass rushers. What we need, that's what we need. We got to get that, and maybe another offensive lineman. Not sexy, not glamorous, but
a little bit of depth. Want some depth.
You know what? That's a good idea. With all the injuries they've had there, they could use another one just in case one of these things goes the wrong way. All right, Kenny, game day combo. What's your favorite one?
Well, Bruce stole mine. I called it boobs and ball was football and strip club. But since he took it, I mean, basically, I have to go the other way. Football and meatballs.
Football and meatballs with Kenny.
I thought that was about to go in an entirely different
yeah,
direction.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, we appreciate it,
he
Kenny.
He brought it back, though. He got it.
Well, like, if we're being honest about it, mm-hmm. boobs and balls sounds better than, like, that was a better delivery.
Yeah, he sold
the combo.
Yeah, he sold it. Yeah, it's a matter
of... But then he pivoted off.
Yeah, honing in on exactly what he was talking about. All right, I don't even know where to go with this other than it's what an incredible first impression. Last night, so Paul George played his first game here, late night in Phoenix, and they were trying to bury the lead. Like, we'll start him off in Phoenix. Everyone will be asleep. And I did fall asleep halfway through the game because it was like midnight. But I did wake up this morning. First thing I did was look at my phone. I was like, did they win? Because it was a close game. They didn't win. Durant hit a shot late. But Paul George had a chance to win the game. He missed a shot that would have tied the game. Let's hear Paul George after the game on the last shot and the thinking that went into the two he took.
I mean, that was, again, bad evaluation. I thought we were down one. I thought when KD made the layup, that put them up one. Otherwise, go for the three to try to win the game opposed to going for a two to tie the game. So after watching it, another bonehead play. Again, in that situation, why not go for the win? I got the matchup. Kyle did a great job of putting a favorite matchup in that situation. I got a good look, rimmed in and out. You live with that at the end of the day.
So I love this for so many reasons.
One, why is that?
Well, he called the misreading the scoreboard an evaluation.
Yeah, he evaluated it wrong.
It's not an evaluation. It's a fact. So he didn't know the score of the game. So he thought they were down one.
Yeah.
So the two-pointer would have won the game. Instead, they were down two. So the two-pointer he took would have tied. Basically, he's saying if he knew the score, he would have shot a three.
He would have shot a three.
He wanted to try to win. He thought he was going for the win. In fact, he was going for the tie. He missed the game. He also called it another boneheaded play and then said, you live with it.
Yeah. You know what I thought about when I heard that?
What's that?
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
And what we've – this is – and the PR department has nothing to do with this. But, man, you talk about a organization that's had a rough couple of weeks. That's a rough couple of weeks for the, like I'm saying, like Sixers, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I know this ain't got nothing to do with the PR department, but if you need my help, I'm here for you. I can moonlight a little bit. I'm not going to be there every day because I got this to do. This is the main thing.
So part-time work.
Then you got to keep the main thing. But hell, I might as well be part-time because whoever you got over there working full-time ain't getting it done for you. I'm just saying. I mean, you might as well. What's wrong with giving me a shot? I'm reformed.
We contracted a new PR guy. What's his name? Hugh Douglas.
I'm reformed. I know people in the business. I know one of the best PR guys in the business that can help me run y'all organization.
Can I offer very simple advice to Paul George?
What's that?
And like
that?
I'm not mad he missed a shot. It's his first game. He was rusty. He missed a shot. Whatever. Don't tell everyone you didn't know the score of the game.
Yeah, you got to go ahead and eat that turd, bro.
And also,
you can't say nothing about that.
I don't think anyone would have even known, right? Because I think the assumption was he was trying to tie the game. He volunteered that he was trying to win the game, and he didn't know the score.
I'm just saying, if y'all need some help in the PR department, man,
I don't know if this is the best idea, Hugh.
I'm just saying. I mean, I can't be there every day, but you know, I look at my phone periodically, and sometimes it goes off periodically when it's not supposed to. But still, I can help out. Mm. I can help you out, like, you know, help make decisions. Like, I would have told you flat out, before Marcus Hayes walked back in that locker room, there needed to be a conversation that needed to be had. I'd have said that. I'd have gave you that.
So you want to be the common sense guy?
I want to, yeah.
Yeah.
I see the irony in your face when I say it like that. But yes, I'm trying to reform my image. And this is one better way to do it than to start with this job.
Can't wait for that email to go out. The new common sense guy for the Sixers, Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, Sam Amick of The Athletic reporting tomorrow could be Embiid's first game this season.
I don't believe it. I don't either.
All right, your phone call is coming up. Micah Parsons, you trade two ones for him. A running back? Do they need one? And should the Eagles make a move? Look, the Commanders got better today. The Lions got better. Your best game day combos for a great giveaway. Plus, we have to play what Jason Kelce said about his incident on Monday Night Football. And it's Tuesday, which means kiss the baby. Who are we eliminating this week on the Midday Show?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is that time of the week. Every Tuesday, we play a game called Kiss the Bay. We say goodbye to another NFL team with the hope that by the end of the year, we have a perfect playoff field. We've eliminated a team week by week. And the catch is you have to eliminate a team before they actually are eliminated. This is starting to get a little bit more challenging here. So Kyle's up first this week. Kyle, why don't you let everyone know who you've eliminated already and then who you've taken out today?
Yeah, so I've already eliminated the Vikings. Not looking great. Titans, Browns, Jags, Panthers, Cowboys. Looking great after this past week. Mm. Giants, Jets. So that's what I got so far.
All right.
Now it feels like the middle of the season is the time where you do have to get out ahead of the teams that may get eliminated very soon.
Mm.
And I ain't going to do that by taking the New England Patriots.
Take them out. Yeah, that's a good one. Pats are done. Yeah, that team stinks. So Drake May looks like he might be able to play a little bit. All right, so Kyle takes out the Pats. That puts Hugh Douglas up next. Hugh, who have you taken out already, and then who's today?
So far, I've taken out the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Bears, the Giants, the Rams, the Panthers, the Jets, and the Saints. And I'm trying to look at my ratio here because I got more NFC teams, I do believe, than AFC teams. So I think I'm going to pick an AFC team today.
Who do you got?
Today I'm going with my hometown team, with a team I grew up watching. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Going with the Browns. I think that's a safe one.
They had one little burst of life with Jameis Winston, and then that came crashing down fast.
Yeah, he was out there preaching to the folks, and they were believing it and everything, and then it just came back to life, back to life.
I got to say, Rams pick not looking too hot.
You might be in trouble with the Rams.
No, I got time. I'm not worried about that. I got time. I ain't worried about that.
But they might make the playoffs.
Nah.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
Y'all got 4-4, and y'all are like, oh, they might make the playoffs.
Well, because they're hot right now, right?
Maybe. Didn't Puka still hurt, though, right?
No, he just got suspended or ejected.
He punched someone. There were two big-time players ejected on Sunday. Puka for punching someone.
Branch?
Do you see the Branch hit?
Ejectable offense.
Yeah, Branch kind of flew in. He would have hit a receiver as he about to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was helmet to helmet. And usually that they throw the 15-yard flag. Like that, they're sensitive about that. But it's pretty rare a guy gets ejected for
it. Well, in college, that you do get ejected because it's the targeting thing.
It was almost treated like a targeting.
But it makes me wonder, like, what about the guy that did that to Devontae?
That he didn't get suspended.
Right.
He didn't get anywhere close to that.
I thought it was a little much. And then you saw Branch, when he was ejected, he flipped the bird to everyone at Lambeau. He doubled down. He just was like,
screw. I ain't mad at the defiant behavior.
Yeah, I like that. All right, here's mine
today.
Wait,
who is your pick, Hugh?
I picked the Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Browns. That was my bit.
All right. So here's what I had so far. I've taken out Carolina, Giants, Jags, Dolphins, Pats, Browns, Saints, and Titans. And
it's a
this
strong
week,
list.
I feel good about what I got so far. This week, I was trying to figure out where I was going to go, and I was glad that you guys left me at least this one on the board. I'm taking out the Raiders. They're still out there for me. The Raiders are done. They hired fired all their offensive coaches and hired Norv Turner, who's like 74.
You got to hire somebody.
And hasn't coached the NFL in 6 years. They're cooked. You know, they've benched Gardner Minshew in 4 different games this season. They start him and pull him every other week. They stink. It's a bad team.
I think at this point in the season, we're all... I think we've all gotten most,
of the
if not
really
all,
bad
of
out.
The layups out of the way.
Yeah, now it's such a good. Now we're going to need to see. Like, mm-hmm. I thought about the Jets, but you know they still not. Fully
it's time
done
to be bold
yet.
Now.
I know. Starting next week, it's going to have to be. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We will let you hear what Jason Kelce said last night at the start of Monday Night Countdown with his first public words since what happened over at Penn State over the weekend. Don in Old City. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Don. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, long wait.
Well, we're happy to have you, Don. What's up? I've been waiting to talk to you, Don. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk to you for a while, too. But anyway, you mentioned something about this trade.
Yeah, you want Micah?
I say do it.
See, Don gets it, everybody.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm going to propose something and see if you're on the same page with me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get Lori on the phone? I hear a lot from everybody else. Can you get Lori on the phone?
Kyle, no. Call Lori.
I'm
get him up.
I'm going to get right on
all
that.
Right, Kyle's going to call him. And you know, Don, you and I can propose this to him. Like, hey, Jeff, call up Jerry Jones. Offer
call
the two.
Him now.
Let's
and
go.
Get Jerry on the line, too. Get all three of them on there.
Now, that would be good radio. Yeah, Kyle, if you can you pull up both Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lori?
I'm not going to do that.
I'll pay for that for a dollar.
Q.
I'll buy that for $1.
Would you really spend $1 on that?
No.
Yeah, he's not spending $1 on much. So, Don, I'm glad you do it. Could you imagine Parsons with this defense right now? Then we'd really be cooking.
I said go for it.
See, this is a guy that wants to win the Super Bowl. I thought Hugh wanted to get to New Orleans. He says he does. But to me today, he's lost that.
It's only money. Lori got plenty of it. Go for it.
Well, it's the first-round picks, but it's the money eventually. Yeah. All right, Don, what are you thinking here? A great game day combination to get you in the mix for the prize.
The best combination ever. Eagles, Kansas City rematch Super Bowl.
That's
the combination I want to see.
That's a fun one, Don. A little off the beaten path. No one thought that way. Don, I like that one. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not the best answer I've heard all day, but it's not bad.
I think it's one of the best.
I got to tell you. Nah. I'd be scared.
To play the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Right now?
Dude, they just find a way to win.
You know what no one has brought up with the Chiefs? Because, you know, we keep seeing them kind of struggle to win these games. What if Mahomes turns his season around? Like, you see how we played last night? He had like 300-something yards. He completed like 70% of his passes. If he starts playing the way he used to with the defense they have, no one's beating them.
Yeah, I wish they had played a little bit better and gave Travis Kelce the ball, though. But yeah,
didn't he have like 14 catches?
But he
didn't get no touchdowns. Needed a touchdown.
They get Pacheco back at some point, too.
I think later this month. Hopkins scored 2 touchdowns, I believe, for them in his first game last night.
Yeah, that was not bad. That was nice. But I had him for one. It just messed up my parlay, man.
It's all about Hugh's parlays.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Parlay, man.
This show's becoming about. You know, I every time the Ravens have a big game, it's like, oh, this is their year. And I'm like, no one's beating the Chiefs. Come on. I mean, like, we do the same thing every year. Well, it's the Ravens' year. It's the Bills' year. It's Joe Burrow's year.
Ravens fans got to be at the Sixers fan point where it's like, get me to the second round of the playoffs, and then we'll talk.
The Lamar stuff is almost like Embiid regular season.
He's an MVP. He's looking like he's the hands-down favorite for the MVP now, too. So.
He is the favorite today as all the games for Week 9 ended. I think it's Lamar, and then it's Allen and Mahomes are the top three, and then after that is, I believe, Daniels and Goff are in the mix after that. Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Matt. What's up?
Hey, let's talk the Chiefs for a second for a perfect segue into this trade talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are playing very well. Mahomes looks rejuvenized. And what did he use last night? D-Hop, a guy they just picked up, got acclimated within a week.
Yep.
And he's part of their winning drive in overtime. So don't discount what we can do before the trade deadline. I mean, this guy was cooked by all accounts, and now he's revitalized in Kansas City.
I think he only had like 6 or 8 catches the whole year in Tennessee, and then he had like 6 last night.
6 last night and 2 touchdowns. It was huge. So that just segues into this trade talk. So we go into Micah Parsons, and I know he has the podcast, and I know his demeanor is this millennial, abrasive podcast-type mentality. I get all that. But the kid is 25. He is not a Dallas guy. Never was in his makeup, you could tell. He wants to be in Philadelphia. You can see that in the podcast. You can see that in his banter back and forth during that. I think he would be good here. He's 25 years old, and he makes this entire defense dynamic. He doesn't have to make every tackle. He doesn't have to blow everything up. Just him on the field and the presence that he brings and the pressure that he can cause from a side makes everybody else on the defense that much better and helps our secondary. I would give up 2 first-round picks for him and not worry about what the future might hold, what those draft picks might, you know, yield Dallas. You're looking at right now, 25 years old, and get him in here with a young Barkley or, you know, a relatively young Barkley with a team that's on the rise. He would be a great defensive add. In addition to that, my other piece is, I know everyone's talking about all this other stuff. We need tight end help. We don't need a 5-star tight end, but we need tight end help. We can't get through
Dallas got him, might be back this week
with Calcaterra and these other guys. I like them, but we need a legitimate threat at tight end.
He heard
one last thing. I know I got my combo. A guy a little bit ago was talking about Dallas stink.
Mm-hmm.
Rub your eyes out, buddy. There was a guy here called Terrell Owens who came through San Francisco, who came through Dallas, and was a centerpiece here, and we loved him. So this Dallas stink, it washes off real, real quick.
If you're great, you're great. That's what I care about.
Yep. And we don't feel the same way about San Francisco as we did Dallas,
well, that's
man.
True. No, yeah, I understand
plus,
that.
And plus, we talking about you talking about what DeAndre Hopkins did last night?
Yeah.
Dude, Big Red – told him, like, hey, when Patrick, he ain't playing with the best quarterback in the game right now.
Exactly. He just told just go out there and play ball.
So who going to coach up? Who going to coach up Micah Parsons?
The rest is, you know, the rest is cake.
Who going to coach up Micah Parsons, though?
Well, I'm sorry.
Clint Hurt. What do you mean?
No, I'm not. No disrespect to Coach Hurt. Coach Hurt, I don't know Coach Hurt. No disrespect.
No neck. All right.
But what's your combo, man?
My combo is simple. It's real easy. It's a Court Police hoagie and Goods Chips. Not Good Chips. The brand.
Oh,
it has
yeah.
to be Goods Chips.
That's a good one, Matt.
I've never heard of Goods Chips.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, Matt, we appreciate the phone call.
Are they Italian chips? I heard Italian.
No, the Court Police is the Italian part of it.
I need to stop something.
What's that?
Here. Mm. This whole, like, oh, don't worry, the stink of the Cowboys will be off of him when he gets here. Are we new to the city and Eagles-Cowboys trades? Whoever comes from the Cowboys here and doesn't have the Cowboys stink
Bonio on. Bonio and DeMarco Murray.
Oh, come on, man.
I get it.
It's like, what are
Sometimes
we doing?
You have, but
we're just telling ourselves fantasies to make this thing seem better than it is.
You've gone now into the psyche of people, and the psyche is, this is actually a bad job by me. It's taken me 3+ hours to figure out why Hugh doesn't want Parsons here. I've got it. Well, I'm trying to go through it in my head. And I think right now, if we were to say, who is the best pass rusher the Eagles have ever traded for? It's you. Deep down, you know it would not be you anymore.
I didn't even think about it
that
way.
I'm kidding.
No, but I mean, if we got Mike, I don't think, and plus, I think Mike is more of like a one-trick pony. I think he's more like a one-trick pony. And like I said, you know, even though I did, you know, you said I did come up missing in the playoffs. I got three more sacks than he did in the playoffs. since you appealed to my petty side.
I'm just saying, the best pass rush they ever traded for, his name is Hugh Douglas.
I feel like.
After today, it could be Micah Parsons.
I feel like. Though, seriously, I think that this defense is starting to trend in the right direction.
It is that time of the week. Every Tuesday, we play a game called Kiss the Bay. We say goodbye to another NFL team with the hope that by the end of the year, we have a perfect playoff field. We've eliminated a team week by week. And the catch is you have to eliminate a team before they actually are eliminated. This is starting to get a little bit more challenging here. So Kyle's up first this week. Kyle, why don't you let everyone know who you've eliminated already and then who you're taking out today?
Yes. So I've already eliminated the Vikings. Not looking great. Titans, Browns, Jags, Panthers, Cowboys. Looking great after this past week. Mm. Giants, Jets. So that's what I got so far.
All right.
Now it feels like the middle of the season is the time where you do have to get out ahead of the teams that may get eliminated very soon.
Mm.
And I ain't going to do that. By taking the New England Patriots.
Take them out. Yeah, that's a good one. Pats are done. Yeah, that team stinks. So Drake May looks like he might be able to play a little bit. All right, so Kyle takes out the Pats. That puts Hugh Douglas up next. Hugh, who have you taken out already, and then who's today?
So far, I've taken out the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Bears, the Giants, the Rams, the Panthers, the Jets, and the Saints. And I'm trying to look at my ratio here because I got more NFC teams, I do believe, than AFC teams. So I think I'm going to pick an AFC team today.
What do you got?
Today I'm going with my hometown team, with the team I grew up watching. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Going with the Browns. I think that's a safe one.
They had one little burst of life with Jameis Winston, and then that came crashing down fast.
Yeah, he was out there preaching to the folks, and they were believing it and everything, and then it just came back to life, came back to life.
I got to say, Rams pick not looking too hot.
You might be in trouble with the Rams.
No, I got time. I'm not worried about that.
Listen.
I got time. I ain't worried about that.
But they might make the playoffs.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
Y'all got 4-4, and y'all are like, oh, they might make the playoffs.
Well, because they're hot right now, right?
Maybe. Didn't Puka still hurt, though, right?
No, he just got suspended or ejected.
He punched someone. There were two big-time players ejected on Sunday. Puka for punching someone.
Branch?
You see Branch? Do you think that was you see the Branch hit?
Ejectable offense.
Yeah, Branch kind of flew in. He would have hit a receiver as he about to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was helmet to helmet. And usually that they throw the 15-yard flag. Like that, they're sensitive about that, but it's pretty rare a guy gets ejected for it.
Well, in college, that you do get ejected because it's the targeting thing.
It was almost treated like a targeting.
But it makes me wonder, like, what about the guy that did that to Devontae?
That he didn't get suspended.
Right.
He didn't get anywhere close to that.
I thought it was a little much. And then you saw Branch, when he was ejected, he flipped the bird to everyone at Lambeau. He doubled down. He just was like,
screw. I ain't mad at the defiant behavior.
I like that. All right, here's mine
today.
Wait,
who is your pick, Hugh?
I picked the Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Browns. That was my bet.
All right. So here's what I had so far. I've taken out Carolina, Giants, Jags, Dolphins, Pats, Browns, Saints, and Titans. And
it's a strong list.
I feel good about what I got so far. This week, I was trying to figure out where I was going to go, and I was glad that you guys left me at least this one on the board. I'm taking out the Raiders. They're still out there for me. The Raiders are done. They fired all their offensive coaches and hired Norv Turner, who's like 74. And
you got to hire somebody.
And hasn't coached the NFL in 6 years. They're cooked. You know, they've benched Gardner Minshew in 4 different games this season. They start him and pull him every other week. They stink. It's a bad team.
I think at this point in the season, I think we've all gotten most
of the
layups out of the way.
Yeah, now it starts to get a little. Now we're going to need to see. I thought about the Jets, but they're still not fully
done. It's time to be bold
yet.
Now.
I know. Starting next week, it's going to have to be. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We will let you hear what Jason Kelce said last night at the start of Monday Night Countdown with his first public words since what happened over at Penn State over the weekend. Don in Old City. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Don. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, long wait.
Well, we're happy to have you, Don. What's up? I've been waiting to talk to you, Don. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk to you for a while, too. But anyway, you mentioned something about this trade.
Yeah, you want Micah?
I say do it.
See, Don gets it, everybody.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm going to propose something and see if you're on the same page with me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get Lori on the phone? I hear a lot from everybody else. Can you get Lori on the phone?
Kyle, no. Call Lori.
I'm
get him up.
I'm going to get right on
all
that.
Right, Kyle's going to call him. And Don, you and I can propose this to him. Hey, Jeff, call up Jerry Jones. Offer the two. Let's go.
And get Jerry on the line, too. Get all three of them on there.
Now, that would be good radio. Yeah, Kyle, if you can you pull up both Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lori?
I'm not going to do that.
I'll pay for that for a dollar.
Q.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Would you really spend a dollar on that?
No.
Yeah, he's not spending a dollar on much. So, Don, I'm glad you do it. Could you imagine Parsons with this defense right now? Then we'd really be cooking.
I say go for it.
See, this is a guy that wants to win the Super Bowl. I thought Hugh wanted to get to New Orleans. He says he does. But to me today, he's lost that.
It's only money. Lori got plenty of it. Go for it.
Well, it's the first-round picks, but it's the money eventually, yeah. All right, Don, what are you thinking here? A great game day combination to get you in the mix for the prize.
The best combination ever. Eagles, Kansas City rematch Super Bowl.
That's the combination I
want to see.
That's a fun one, Don. A little off the beaten path. No one thought that way. Don, I like that one. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not the best answer I've heard all day, but it's not bad.
I think it's one of the best.
I got to tell you. Nah. I'd be scared.
To play the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Right now?
Dude, they just find a way to win.
You know what no one has brought up with the Chiefs? Because, we keep seeing them kind of struggle to win these games. What if Mahomes turns his season around? You see how he played last night? He had 300-something yards. He completed 70% of his passes. If he starts playing the way he used to with the defense they have, no one's beating them.
Yeah, I wish they had played a little bit better and gave Travis Kelce the ball, though. But yeah, that's.
Didn't he have 14 catches?
He
didn't get no touchdowns. I needed a touchdown.
They get Pacheco back at some point, too.
I think later this month. Hopkins scored 2 touchdowns, I believe, for them in this first game last night.
Yeah, that was not bad. That was nice. But I had him for one. It just messed up my parlay, man.
It's all about Hugh's parlays.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
My parlay, man.
This show's become about. I every time the Ravens have a big game, it's like, oh, this is their year. And I'm like, no one's beating the Chiefs. Come on. I mean, we do the same thing every year. We're always the Ravens' year. It's the Bills' year. It's Joe Burrow's year.
Ravens fans got to be at the Sixers fan point where it's like, just get me to the second round of the playoffs, and then we'll talk.
The Lamar stuff is almost like Embiid regular season.
He's an MVP. He's looking like he's the hands-down favorite for the MVP now, too. Still.
He is the favorite today as all the games for Week 9 ended. I think it's Lamar, and then it's Allen and Mahomes are the top three, and then after that is, I believe, Daniels and Goff are in the mix after that. Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Matt. What's up?
Hey, let's talk the Chiefs for a second for a perfect segue into this trade talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are playing very well. Mahomes looks rejuvenized. And what did he use last night? D-Hop, a guy they just picked up, got acclimated within a week.
Yep.
And he's part of their winning drive in overtime. So don't discount what we can do before the trade deadline. I mean, this guy was cooked by all accounts, and now he's revitalized in Kansas City.
I think he only had 6 or 8 catches the whole year in Tennessee, and then he had 6 last night.
six last night, and two touchdowns. The big, I mean, it was huge. So that just segues into this trade talk. So we go into Micah Parsons, and I know he has the podcast, and I know his demeanor is this millennial, abrasive, podcast-type mentality. I get all that. But the kid is 25. He is not a Dallas guy. Never was in his makeup, you could tell. He wants to be in Philadelphia. You can see that in the podcast. You can see that in his banter back and forth during that. I think he would be good here. He's 25 years old, and he makes this entire defense dynamic. He doesn't have to make every tackle. He doesn't have to blow everything up. Just him on the field and the presence that he brings and the pressure that he can cause from a side makes everybody else on the defense that much better and helps our secondary. I would give up two first-round picks for him and not worry about what the future might hold, what those draft picks might, you know, yield Dallas. You're looking at right now, 25 years old, and get him in here with a young Barkley or, you know, a relatively young Barkley with a team that's on the rise. He would be a great defensive add. In addition to that, my other piece is, I know everyone's talking about all this other stuff. We need tight end help. We don't need a five-star tight end, but we need tight end help. We can't get through
Dallas Goedert might be back this week
with Calcaterra and these other guys. I like them, but we need a legitimate threat at tight end.
He heard
one last thing. I know I got my combo. A guy a little bit ago was talking about Dallas stink.
Mm-hmm.
Rub your eyes out, buddy. There was a guy here called Terrell Owens who came through San Francisco, who came through Dallas, and was a centerpiece here, and we loved him. So this Dallas stink, it washes off real, real quick.
If you're great, you're great. That's what I care about.
Yep. And we don't feel the same way about San Francisco we did Dallas,
well, that's
man.
True. No, and I understand
plus,
that.
And plus, we talking about what DeAndre Hopkins did last night?
Yeah.
Dude, Big Red told him, like, hey, when Patrick, he ain't playing with the best quarterback in the game right now.
Exactly. He told just go out there and play ball.
So who's going to coach up Micah Parsons?
The rest is cake.
Who's going to coach up Micah Parsons, though?
Well, I'm sorry.
Clint Hurt. What do you mean?
No, I'm not doing – no disrespect to Coach Hurt. Coach Hurt, I don't know Coach Hurt. No disrespect.
No neck. All right,
but what's your combo, man?
My combo is simple. It's real easy. It's a Corpus Christi hoagie and Goods chips. Not Good Chips. The brand.
Oh,
it has
yeah.
to be Goods chips.
That's a good one, Matt. It's Italian.
I've never heard of Goods chips.
Oh, they're good. Matt, we appreciate the phone call.
Are they Italian chips? I heard Italian.
No, the Corpus is the Italian part of it.
I need to stop something.
What's that?
Here. Mm. This whole, like, oh, don't worry, the stink of the Cowboys will be off of him when he gets here. Are we new to the city and Eagles-Cowboys trades? Whoever comes from the Cowboys here and doesn't have the Cowboys stink
Bonio on them. And DeMarco Murray.
Oh, come
I
on,
get
man.
It. I get
it's
it.
Like, what are
Sometimes
we doing?
You have, but
we're just telling ourselves fantasies to make this thing seem better than it is.
You've gone now into the psyche of people, and the psyche is, this is actually a bad job by me. It's taken me 3+ hours to figure out why Hugh doesn't want Parsons here. I've got it. Well, I'm trying to go through it in my head. And I think right now, if we were to say, who is the best pass rusher the Eagles have ever traded for? It's you. Deep down, you know it would not be you anymore.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about it
that way.
I'm
kidding.
No, but I mean, if we got Mike, I don't think, and plus, I think Mike is more of like a one-trick pony. A little bit. I think he's more like a one-trick pony. And like I said, you know, even though I did, you know, you said I did come up missing in the playoffs. I got three more sacks than he did in the playoffs. since you appealed to my petty side.
I'm just saying, best pass rush they ever traded for, his name is Hugh Douglas.
I feel like
after today it could be Micah Parsons.
I feel like, though, seriously, I think that this defense is starting to trend in the right direction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.